Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How's my audio quality?
Pretty good.
Well, oh, that's good. Oh, yours is pretty good too, yeah.
All right, sweet. First try.
First try. Awesome. All right. This is great.
Amazing. All right. Well, hello. Welcome back to the Heathens. And now it's been a while.
It's been like, what, 2 years? 2 year hiatus?
Yeah. So, yeah. So what the hell happened to us? Did we go to prison?
Do we go to prison? What happened? Well, we went to college. We no longer go to college. And then some wacky stuff happens in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm glad we're back and we've...
We're back, yeah.
This time we're both actually heathens instead of just me being one.
Yep, that's right. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is.
Converted.
Yeah, that's yeah. I have converted, so we are now both heathens. Wow.
Yeah, you joined the dark side.
Yeah. Most people would call it the dark side. That is true. Oh, man. But we're back. Hopefully we can actually
hopefully
record.
We can...
Hopefully we'll have another 2 years between episodes.
Oh, yeah. 2 years per episode. This is season two. Hello. Well,
this season two. Well, maybe this is season one. And the other one was like just like a pilot.
Ah, yes.
You know what I mean? Right. Zero. Oh, man.
I see.
So, did you have anything written down for this podcast?
Honestly, no. You know what? We're gonna improvise. You know
all what? Right, winging it. It's just like how I like to do it. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. I guess you know what. Let's talk about what would you games? Any new
games? Yes, games. Let's yeah.
We can start off with that.
The game. So I heard you. You were talking about you played the new God of War.
Yes, the God of War Ragnarok. All right, let me do my official review. It is amazing in almost every category. It is definitely very much of an improvement of the other one, the 2018 God of War.
Right.
And. As amazing, almost everything. Amazing voice acting, graphics, gameplay, and above all else, the story. Oh God, I can talk all day on how great the story is. I love it. I think it's one of my favorites, if not the favorite story of any game, which is a pretty big claim. I know.
That is a really big your most favorite story.
Yeah, wow. It's or one of the most. I have a hard time deciding, but it is definitely really really good in terms of the story.
I see. I haven't played it yet because I don't. Is it on PC? Can you play it on PC?
Not that I know of.
Damn, because I don't have a PlayStation, so I haven't had the chance to play it. Not yet, at least.
Understandable.
I haven't even played the 2018 one. I'd like to, though. I remember I played the original God of War, like, years ago.
Yes, the oldie ones were. It was a bit more of a hack and slash. This one's a lot more different than the originals, I can tell you that.
It looks different. It looks like it fits I don't know. It looks like I would enjoy it more than the old ones. I enjoyed the old ones, but I mean, they were hack and slashes.
Yeah. The old ones look very really good. But like, yeah, the new ones is definitely a really more dramatic shift.
Right. I mean, it looks like it. It does look like that.
It definitely is, and in my opinion, I hope God of War Ragnarok gets Game of the Year.
Do you think it's going to get it?
I, It has a pretty good chance. The only one that contends with it really is Elden Ring.
I did play Elden Ring, still haven't beat it yet. Because sometimes my job is Elden Ring in real life, so so sometimes I don't feel like coming home and playing it. But I thought that game was gonna win Game of the Year. But I from the sounds of it, it seems like the new God of War will probably win Game of the Year. As a Halo fan, I was hoping Halo Infinite would get the title. But that's not happening. That's definitely not happening.
Understandable. Yeah. So I've played Elden Ring, and I can if Elden Ring ends up winning, I can definitely understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just personal preference. I'm a sucker for a good story, and Elden Ring doesn't tickle my fancy as much as God of War Ragnarok does, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I don't even know. I don't know a single thing that's going on in Elden Ring. I'm just like, all right, that guy's trying to kill me. I guess I'll try to kill them.
So yeah. Oh no, it's yet another giant boss ready to whoop my ass.
Absolutely decimate me. Oh man. So yeah, the new God of War is
It's great. It's good.
It's a really good looking game too. Like the graphics look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They do. It is pretty spectacular. Very beautiful.
That's good. That's good that I guess that people are actually like using like the actual like systems capabilities to make good looking games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another game I'd like to talk about in terms of the Game Awards. I voted for best indie game to be Sifu.
Oh right, Sifu. So I haven't played that yet either.
Yeah, I have, and I beat it on two of the difficulties. I haven't beat it on hard mode yet.
There weren't. I guess this year I haven't really been in the indie kind of side of gaming, like whatsoever. But and there weren't many indie games that came out this year, were there? Like,
I know from what I. On the Game Awards, there was like four options. There was a Sifu, there was Stray, and then two others I can't even remember.
Stray's an indie game?
Yeah, Stray is an indie game.
Wow, I want to play Stray.
Same. It does look really good. I am a cat person, so that
I am also a cat. I like dogs, but I've always grown up with cats, so I still have cats.
Yeah, same. And that's a pretty beautiful game too, so if that ends up winning, I can perfectly understand as well.
That one would be pretty cool. I know there were so many games I wanted to play this year. I didn't realize it, so I looked at like the calendar today, and it's like December 4th, and I'm like, oh my god, the year is like already over.
Oh yeah, it was just going by.
It's just been going, but. Speaking of games, very odd topic for me to bring up with my reputation and our group. But did you watch that Cyberpunk anime by chance?
The Cyberpunk anime? I have not. Have you?
I have, actually.
Please tell us about it.
I did. Without giving too many spoilers, for the audience who is listening, in our group, I am one of the few people who don't watch anime, like, at all. Like, the only other anime I have under my belt is Halo Legends, because it was Halo-related. By the way, recommend that watch, too, even if you're not a big Halo fan. You know, the prototype, one of my favorite sections of the anime. But the Cyberpunk anime is really cool. It's gritty. It's, definitely not one of those animes you'd want to like show to your kid if you have a kid. or like a younger sibling.
Understandable.
There's like 10 episodes. The episodes aren't terribly long. I got it out in like one sitting. So it wasn't terribly long. The story was pretty good. I couldn't tell you how many anime tropes there are because I don't really know anime tropes. But the animation, it's really smooth. It's very stylistic. I mean, I liked it. I mean, if I liked it, it had to have been good. My favorite character, though, doesn't show up until the last episode without giving spoilers. But, I mean, I'd recommend giving it a watch. Since it's good. I like the story. And it's short. You can knock it out in, like, 3-4 hours, I would assume.
Okay.
If even that.
I see. Perhaps I shall check it out, and hopefully anyone who watches this will also check it out.
It is on, I think it's only on Netflix. I watched the English dubbed. I didn't watch it subbed. So,
understandable.
I know that's a very controversial take. I said that in a comment section once, and I got told I was a normie, and you're right. And when it comes to anime, yeah, I am a normie. I'm less than normie. I haven't even watched Dragon Ball Z.
Neither have I.
Naruto or anything.
In terms of Dragon Ball, I only watched the abridged series, which is good and it's funny.
Right. I remember when I was younger. I mean, I've always had insomnia. So I'd come upstairs like at night, or I'd go downstairs and Adult Swim would be on. And that was back when they had Toonami. So I would always catch glimpses of like Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Attack on Titan. I would never sit there and watch it. Never had a clue what was going on. I just remember not vividly, but I kind of just remember these animes that are on TV. And I'm just like, huh. That's a weird art style. Because I grew up on like Looney Tunes and Popeye and shit. So I'm like, what kind of art style is this? I'm going to go back and play Halo 3 or MW2 or something, even though I have school the next day and it's like 11 o'clock at night.
Yes. Understandable. I have a lot more experience with anime.
Mm-hmm. What's your, what's like your favorite one?
My favorite? Mm-hmm. For a while it was Blue Exorcist. But now Demon Slayer kind of took over.
And go on, sorry.
So yeah, so let me talk about Demon Slayer.
I'm That's pretty sure I kind of wanted to watch. My little sisters watched it.
I see. Based. Demon Slayer is really good. It does have a very typical. Simple shonen type of story, but the characters are really well written. The animation is second to none.
The animation does look good.
It's really good. It's really well written despite having a very simple story, and it's really cool.
Sometimes simplicity is the best, you know. It's just
Simplicity can be the best.
That is true, but I also like me a good complicated story.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe like looping back to game stories. You say God of War is one of your favorite game stories.
That it is, and another one of my favorite game stories is that. The Ezio trilogy.
All right, the Ezio trilogy. That's a pretty good story.
It really is.
I actually just finished Assassin's Creed 2 because I bought the Ezio collection. I just finished it like 2 days ago.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Tell me what your thoughts.
My thoughts?
Thoughts on a really old game. Yeah, what's your thought?
It is a really, really old game. I mean, it's remastered. The graphics aren't the best, but games, you know, graphics isn't everything. I still felt It's the graphics were still good enough, at least for me. I'm not one who's too picky on graphics anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, one of my favorite games is Minecraft, for God's sake. So, I thought I really liked the story. I can't wait to... I think it's Brotherhood that's next. Mm-hmm. I forget. Yeah. Yeah.
Brotherhood and then Revelations.
I'm going to start that one. I think I'm going to keep playing Assassin's Creed 2 a little bit. I want to get that, like, your uncle's manor, like, up to the full, like, build.
I see.
You know what I mean? I want to at least do that, and then I'll probably move on to the next game. But I thought the story was pretty good. With just that game, though, it's still not my favorite Assassin's Creed story. I'm sure it might change. It's still good. It's one of my favorite ones. I definitely think it's better than, like, Origins or Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
No,
way in terms better of than Assassin's Creed, it doesn't take much to beat Odyssey.
It's very true. That's a whole nother topic. But it's my favorite AC story. Still's got to go the 4. Just love 4. It's like my favorite one. I thought Valhalla would top it, but no. I still find myself playing 4 and logging on and raiding ships and stuff. I've 100% of that game like twice.
Yeah, don't blame you there. Black Flag is good. It's part of the golden age of Assassin's Creed.
Part of that golden age is just it's so good.
Yeah, I always have the opinion that 1 through Black Flag is like the golden age of Assassin's Creed, and they're probably like the best Assassin's Creed games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Rogue is pretty fun too. You know, I'm not a big fan of playing as a Templar, and there's not much difference between playing as a Templar and an assassin. I find it pretty cool.
To be fair, he was an assassin that turned into a Templar, so he has similar.
Right, I get that. You can't you can't just like remove climbing from an Assassin's Creed game. But still, I mean, I still think it played too similarly. I think they could have like maybe done some different things.
Understandable.
Unity's okay. I'm not a big fan of the story. What really sold me for Unity was the fact that you can customize the assassin really in-depthly. And which I hope is a feature that one of these next Assassin's Creeds have, where you can customize your dude and make you yourself an assassin. But
also, and the co-op seems kind of fun. So.
Right, yeah. I mean, the parkour was smooth.
Like the only Assassin's Creed game that has co-op.
Mm-hmm. Well, co-op in that regard. I mean, there was multiplayer in 3 and 4, but those were like game modes and stuff, which were still fun, but it wasn't like...
Yeah. I know. There was also multiplayer. Like, there's 3, 4, and then even Brotherhood had it.
Did Brotherhood have multiplayer? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it did. It's like the first Assassin's Creed game that had multiplayer on it.
Oh, I didn't even know Brotherhood. I thought 3 was the first one with multiplayer.
Yeah. I found it out because I had the original Brotherhood. I got it because my mother knows me very well when it comes to Assassin's Creed. She got it for me.
That's cool.
And I looked in the back. I was like, multiplayer? You can have multiplayer and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood?
It's like, whoa.
But it was an interesting discovery for me. Yeah,
it was very interesting. Did you try loading up the multiplayer just to see if it still worked?
Not many people were on, but there was enough to get a game going, and it was fun.
It was fun. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know I had a multiplayer.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I think it definitely improves as the games go on. Like in 3 and 4, probably have better multiplayers in Brotherhood.
They do. I would assume so. I played a lot of 4's multiplayer. I played quite a bit.
You had to hunt down enemy assassins and take them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one I played a bit. I probably played, because I played through Unity's main story twice. I bought the DLCs. I never beat the DLCs, but I played through Unity twice. I played it through once by myself, and then I had another save where me and my friends would play through it together.
which was pretty fun.
Nice. Definitely nice.
Pretty fun. Now, Syndicate. I beat Syndicate.
Yeah, so did I. What are your thoughts on Syndicate?
It's an eh.
Yeah.
I like the setting. Not a big fan of the map. I'm not a big fan of the I think the way they did the two different assassins, I think they could have done it better. The story was eh. I mean, I think the setting's really cool, like Victorian England, like Industrial Revolution kind of, you know, like I think that's really cool. But that Jack the Ripper DLC.
Oh yeah.
Goddamn masterpiece, I would say. That was my favorite part of the story was the Jack the Ripper.
It does look very nice. I haven't played the DLC myself. I've played through the main story, but not the DLC.
If you get the chance, Assassin's Creed, at least always on the Xbox, they're always on sale, or like the DLCs are, like every other month they're on sale. I picked up the season pass for Syndicate for like $5. If you get the chance and you can only play one of the DLCs, I highly recommend the Jack the Ripper one. It's the best one, my favorite part of the game.
Huh, understandable. So I do agree with you.
It's short too, so.
Syndicate was mid.
Was mid? Mid AF. It had
lots of potential. I can definitely see it. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fully exploit it.
That is true. That game didn't have a multiplayer. I did not have one. I was shocked.
Yeah, definitely. It was weird.
It was a weird game.
Yeah. I'll give you my personal thoughts on the next game after Syndicate, Origins.
Okay.
It was definitely new. I'm not used to the RPG type of style.
Right.
With Assassin's Creed, so it's definitely new, and it surprised the hell out of me. So mm-hmm. it piqued my curiosity. See, okay, you gained my interest, Ubisoft. Impress me, and I will. I do say I did like it. I think for one of the first of the RPGs, I think it did pretty well with like combat, customization, and all that. I also liked Bayek, the main character you play as.
Right.
I think he was a pretty good character. He's not like an Ezio ripoff like some other of the assassins. He's a new take and really refreshing. I like his character.
Mm-hmm. I liked his character too.
And I like that it's like the origin story of the Assassin's Brotherhood.
Right.
And of course, the first thing I had to do when I played it, the second I saw the pyramids of Giza, I had to climb it.
Same. As soon as I saw those out in the distance, I was like, yep.
I know what I have to do.
Quest be damned. I'm going to the top of that pyramid, even if it kills me.
The revenge of my child can wait.
I got to climb that pyramid. I thought Origins was all right. I like the story. I liked the setting. I think ancient Egypt, that's a cool setting. Like that's a really cool setting. Not a big fan of the gameplay.
Understandable.
I thought enemies. I mean, later down the line, I feel like they did it better. But some of the enemies just felt tanky, and if an enemy was like two levels higher than you, then you were done for. It was just they were like unnecessarily like tanky and difficult. Like,
oh yeah, I can feel you on that one.
I
think Valhalla has, in terms of the RPG type of games, I think Valhalla has the best one at the moment.
Mm-hmm, I do too. But Valhalla went to like the opposite, where an enemy could be like 10 levels higher than you, and you can still wipe the floor with them. I play on like normal difficulty in games, by the way. I don't play on easy. I play on normal as the game is supposed to be intended. If the game says, hey, you're supposed to play on hard, then I play on hard. But, like, okay. Even in, like, Valhalla. I found Valhalla really fun, though. I'm on my second playthrough of it, this time with the DLCs.
Ooh, nice, nice.
I like the setting. I know we skipped Odyssey.
That's because it's not canon. We can ignore Odyssey.
Odyssey. I do have some interesting thoughts on Odyssey. I do. All right. Odyssey, I never beat. Never beat it. I didn't beat it. I put like 50 hours into the game, and I wasn't even close to beating the story. And I was just like, you know what? I'm done. I got my fill of the game. I think I got my $60 worth. I'm out of here. I had other games I wanted to play at the time. I was playing through Watch Dogs 2, another Ubisoft game. And I was doing, I think I was playing through some other games. I can't remember. But if you want to play a game that takes place in kind of like a fantasy-esque Greece, what better game series to do it than Assassin's Creed, where you can climb everything and have cool tools? So, like, you want to play like an interesting Greece game, you don't have access to God of War, like, it's more open world. I would say Odyssey is a really fun game you can play. I really like the mercenary system in it, where you'd hunt down the mercenaries and stuff and then get to the arena. Yeah, okay. That was really what I did most of the time. I didn't even bother trying to reunite the family at that point. I was like, I'm going to get to the top of that leaderboard. I did, and pretty much after that, I was done. I didn't give two shits about the story. Gameplay was all right. Customization was all right. The characters were like wet cardboard, but it was whatever. The boat, the being able to sail around and board ships and stuff, I thought that was pretty cool. Reminded me of Assassin's Creed 4. Mm-hmm. Overall, it's all right. It's like what people used to say about Assassin's Creed 4. It's a good game, just not a good Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But Valhalla, on the other hand,
I'll say Black Flag's more of an Assassin's Creed game than Odyssey is.
True. I think that's definitely a sentiment that has changed, because Assassin's Creed 4, you're an assassin in the latter half. You work with the assassins. You have assassin's robes. You have a hidden blade. You have all this stuff. You work with assassins. There's Templars. In Odyssey, you don't even have a hidden blade unless you buy the one DLC. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's no Templars. There's the Order of the Ancients, which I guess in Valhalla, it's also the Order of the Ancients, but
yeah, they're basically a hold-in for the Templars.
Pretty much.
Which I guess it makes sense since it's before Assassin's Creed 1.
Right. I like the way they did in Valhalla better than they did in Odyssey.
Yeah, by a long shot.
By a long shot, right?
Yeah, it's a good ancient Greece game. If you want to be a Spartan dude just murdering people, even just, yeah, good. Or if you want like an Assassin's Creed game, somewhere else.
And it's got that warfare system I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not bad either.
Where you can side with either Athens or Sparta, or you could just switch between both sides and make as much money as you can, which I did.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that game was also riddled with microtransactions, though, so that kind of took it down a lot of pegs. But it's an Ubisoft game. I don't know what I was expecting. Mm-hmm.
Damn microtransactions, that's not how a lot of the older games were. God dang it.
Literally, I think other than DLCs, they didn't have microtransactions. I think maybe like the multiplayers had like skins and colors that you could buy, but there was like 5 of them and they were like $2. But that's modern gaming, am I right? Fucking modern gaming, where every goddamn game has to have a store in it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that way, but
Right.
Luckily, God of War Ragnarok doesn't have it.
It doesn't have a microtransaction store?
It does not.
Wow! What? That's shocking, actually. That's...
Don't worry, it was shocking to me, too.
You can't get like, hey, look at this cool like Kratos armor that you can like buy. You can make your Kratos look a little different, a little different shade of color. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't anything like that.
No,
that's actually really shocking. Yeah,
there was no pay to win or pay to play or any of that stuff. You just play the game.
That's good. That's then it should win game of the year. God damn it! No. Like what?
Sorry, what did you say? You cut off.
I cut off. Oh, sorry. It doesn't have a store or a battle pass system.
No. God, that would take me so out of the story if it just went, hey, you want a battle pass?
There's a battle pass system. I really do hate this battle. I really do hate these battle pass systems. Everyone's doing it now. I'm annoyed. I don't like it.
I know.
Look, it was alright that Fortnite did it. Stuff okay because they invented it. They get dibs on it. Not everybody else has to do a battle pass system.
Indeed, it's almost like everyone and their grandma wants a battle pass system.
Exactly. It's so annoying. It's like I do not plan on grinding your game enough to level this thing up. Like, sorry. But yeah, it's battle pass systems. That's my quick rant on battle pass systems.
They suck.
They suck. They're terrible. And games need to stop adding them. Especially if...
There's our PSA from a couple of gamers.
From a couple of gamers that we don't like the battle pass system. Stop adding them.
All right.
For the folks at home, if you can't tell, we like to talk about games and movies and shows and stuff. That's pretty much what this podcast consists of.
Yeah, indeed.
Indeed. This is pretty much what kind of podcast we get.
You may get other stuff here and there.
Right.
If you want to do something else.
Right. Probably not politics, though. Don't come here for politics. Don't do that.
Yeah, indeed. We're gonna avoid that like the plague.
We're gonna avoid politics. We're here to have a good time. We're not here to talk about politics. So,
yeah, indeed. Hopefully, I didn't put that in my description. I may have to update that in case I did.
Put that in the description. Yeah, I might want to remove that if it's there.
All right. Anyways, let's shift our focus from games from the consoles to VR. I know you have a VR headset
there. Do I have an Oculus Quest 2?
Indeed, same here.
This is so fun. I hate that I have to have it. I hate that it's Facebook owned, but it's better than dropping like over $1,000 on the Steam Index. So what do you want to talk about on the VR?
All right. Do you have a favorite game on the VR?
Bone Labs or Blade and Sorcerer? Sorcery. Whatever
Blade
it's called.
Blade and Sorcery, not Blade and Sorcerer.
I call it Blade and Sorcerer. It's Blade and Sorcery. My bad.
I see. Go ahead. I haven't played Bone Labs. So, yeah.
Bone Labs is like Boneworks, which I haven't played because for the longest time I didn't have a PC, which I do now. So at some point I'll get to it. Bone Labs, I haven't played too much of it because I just have not had the time. Work has put me on the schedule more. And when I get home from work, I get home really late. So I don't want to play VR because everyone's asleep because I don't get home until like midnight. So. So, I don't usually play it, but on my days off, I'll play it. But I like it. It's the AI, the environments, it works really well. It's probably the best VR game you can get when it comes to physics and interacting with the world that you can get on the Oculus Quest without modding another game on your PC or something. Story is confusing. I don't really think the story isn't really like the main focus. The main focus is the combat and the puzzles, which they nailed. The gunplay, the way you can like grab onto the enemies in a certain way and they interact. Like, it's really just for a car outside. Yeah, it's really, I don't know, it's just really polished. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It's a very polished game.
It does look very fun.
As soon as it was out on the store, I bought it. Like, I didn't even check my bank account. I just straight up bought it. Like, it was easy.
Give me that stuff.
I was like, give it to me. So if you do have the money when you're thinking about playing it, I highly recommend playing Bone Lad, especially since there's like a sandbox mode too, so you don't have to just do the story.
Yeah, understandable.
Which is nice. So if you just want to like load up stuff, and it's like the closest thing you're gonna get right now to like Gmod, but in VR without actually modding VR, without actually modding Gmod to be in VR. But I digress on that. Like, it's the closest thing you're gonna get.
I see. Nice. It sounds really good.
It is a good game.
I know Blade and Sorcerer. That's a pretty good game as well.
The game is awesome. I just wish I didn't get motion sick after play. I can play it for like 50 minutes, and then after that, I'm done. I have to stop. It's like, all right, I got to take a break. Like,
luckily, I don't get motion sickness. So I can play it all I want, huh?
I do. Some days are better than others. Some days are better. So like the day we did that challenge, because it was lagging so bad, I started to get a little motion sick, getting a little, I was like, oh, I don't want to give myself vertigo. So I lost. I got smoked on that challenge, actually.
Yeah.
Came last, so the only one who didn't break over the hour mark, but what are you going to do? Maybe if we do a round two.
It is understandable. It did seem like it was lagging pretty bad. I don't know why.
I mean, it could have just been, I mean, the internet could have just been having an off day. There was a lot of us there. Phil was doing stuff on his PC.
I guess it also could have been all the mods that were on it.
It could have been, yeah. It's like, because my Blade and Sorcery isn't on the PC. It's just on the Oculus Quest, and it runs smooth. Like, it rarely lags, but it has all the mods and stuff. But I like the mods. I liked all the weapons and stuff. So,
yeah.
No, it was so fun.
Really fun.
I still have to hook up like my Oculus Quest to like my PC and stuff. I got my new PC, but it's sitting at a place where there's no internet, so I don't really get to use it that often. So I just have $1,300 just sitting there on my floor connected to a monitor. The first major thing I saved up for.
I also finally got a PC.
Did you?
Yeah, it's about time. I got myself a nice PC, a mic stand,
nice
setup.
Because you were a laptop gamer for a while, just like me. played on a laptop. Now everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, but I got interested in game design, which is ultimately kind of why I wanted to upgrade to a PC. Because if I were to dare do game design on a laptop, my laptop would explode.
Right. Dude, PC, it makes everything easier. Like, now that I've like upgraded to a PC, and as you know, and for the audience at home, I make music and stuff, and doing it on the PC is way better than doing it on like my laptop or like my phone. It's so much easier. It's streamlined. I can hook up my keyboard to it. Like, it's the PCs really do just make everything better. Like, when I do art and stuff, it's made it better, even though I probably still prefer like a drawing tablet. But
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, PCs are
PCs great. Are awesome, though. You can pretty much play whatever games you want, and you can mod them. I'm starting a modded playthrough of Skyrim on my PC. So, meaning I can have more mods than I can on Xbox.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting, even though I know I already have Skyrim on my PlayStation, but like get it like the VR version on the PC
so that I can
mod the hell out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do too, because a lot of the mods carry over. So you can pretty much play like your normal save on VR from the seams of it. That was another thing I was thinking about doing, because I think playing Skyrim in VR would be awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It looks really good.
Oh boy, he can I'd be playing that a lot of the time.
I would be playing that a lot of the time too. I also want to play Fallout 4 in VR.
There's a VR game for Fallout
4? Yeah, they have for Fallout 4 and Skyrim, yeah.
Nice.
I've also played a lot of Fallout 4, even though it's not my favorite Fallout, but it's probably the one I have the most hours put into because I can just mod it on the Xbox.
Understandable.
I'm a normie. My favorite VR, or my favorite Fallout game is New Vegas.
That is a good Fallout game.
It was my favorite one.
I think a lot of people would share that opinion.
A lot of people do share that opinion.
I think it's a good game.
It's a good game. We're gonna say it's the best one out there, in my opinion. We're gonna come on, give me a break. Wait, chew the Kaiser.
In terms of my favorite VR game, I think I've said this 3,000 times, but I'll say it 3,000 more. I like Saints and Sinners.
Saints and Sinners. Still haven't played that. Still haven't bought it. I'd like to, though.
Yeah, and they actually came out with a sequel, like, I think, like, 2 days ago.
Did they really?
Yeah. It's like Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Retribution. And you're getting chased by the New Orleans Axeman. You know what I'm...
No, I do not.
He's an infamous killer in New Orleans, a serial killer that kills people with an axe.
I should know this then, but I don't. I think I've heard of him before. I haven't studied him much.
Yeah, and so like, yeah, it's a direct sequel.
Oh, okay.
So it's still zombies. It's gonna, I believe it's gonna be a new place in New Orleans. So you're not being in the same map, or they're adding more. I don't know.
But something like that.
Like, I'm already interested. I haven't bought it yet, but you can bet your ass I will get it.
At some point, you will buy it.
Because I love the first game so much. So it's like, hopefully they don't fuck this one up. I don't think they will. I'm going to put my faith in them. I see one battle pass, I'm going to freak out.
Dude, battle pass in VR? That would suck.
It's like, you know what? I'm not playing anymore. I want a refund.
you can refund your games after, like, there's a certain amount of time where you can refund it. I've done it before.
Yeah, it's like a 14-day period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Although the VR game I probably put the most time into is Rec Room. Rec Room, because that's just, like, because it's free, and, like, all my friends who just got VR, they all have it, and it's multiplayer. So we hop on there because we like to play on that more because there's more stuff to do. And there's like horror games we don't usually hop on. VR chat, because that's a scary place.
It is.
You ever been in VR chat before?
I have. I usually go for like the murder game where you gotta figure out, kill the killer before the killer kills all you.
Right. We were
That's the one I usually go with, and I have some interesting memories, some really funny and good ones, and some I'd rather not talk about.
It's a fun game, but sometimes it's just the people on there are weirdos. I remember me and my group, we were randomly jumping from like map to map to see what was going on. Terrible idea. One of the places that we found ourselves in was a furry nightclub. Now imagine their shock when four people show up and they're all running Halo skins. And they look at us and we look at them and we're like dead silence. And I just go, ooh, this is the wrong building. We must have missed a turn somewhere. Oh, let's get out of here.
I thought this was the Halo Club. Sorry.
All right, I'm gonna go back this way. You guys have a good day. And the admin came over and they were just like, no, you can stay. It's just you gotta have like a furry skin on. And we're just like, yeah, we're good. We're gonna head out. I'll talk to you guys later. Hopefully not, actually. Then we just left. And then we stopped playing VR chat for the rest of the day. Then we were like, all right, let's go play Rec Room or let's go hop on the Xbox or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. I befriended Gucci Jesus.
Gucci Jesus?
Yeah, there was this the guy's skin was like a flat picture of Jesus wearing Gucci.
Oh, hell yeah. I've actually, I don't think she knows this, but on VR chat, I've run into Lucy just in some random ass lobby before. And I didn't even know it at the time, but like I saw somebody and their voice sounded familiar and the name seemed familiar. And I was like, huh, I don't really know that person from. And I think at that point I just left the server because I think my headset was almost dead. And I went and hopped on Discord, and then I see Cub Nubs, and I was like, oh, that was Lucy. I was like, I didn't even like that with that head. Like, I was like, that the voice sounded familiar, the skin matched the kind of like avatar she uses. Like,
I see.
I was like, what the hell? Like, okay. Cool. I actually haven't been on VR chat though in quite a bit. Rec Room, on the other hand, though, we play that paintball game on there. Oh, it's fun.
There's a paintball game, right?
There is a paintball game. Yeah, it's pretty fun. There's also a couple horror games. There's like horror games, quote unquote. It's like the Roblox version of VR. So like, it's like the VR version of Roblox. So.
Oh, I see.
Wouldn't say there's much horror games, but there is a Backrooms one. That one's pretty. That one's pretty fun. This is scary at first because it would the enemies would jump scare you and stuff. One of my friends was like literally screaming. Literally, I could hear him on the other side of the wall of me yelling, "It's gonna get me! Oh my god!" Like, and I was like, "Oh damn, I'm not going that way."
Nice.
But yeah, I recommend it. If I do another game night on there, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll be glad to join. I also got Onward.
Onward's fun. That was my first VR game I played.
Yeah, it does look fun. I haven't played the multiplayer at all, mostly just because I'm kind of... I just don't have a friend.
I like Onward. I haven't really touched the public multiplayer because everybody in that game is like a sweat. Tell you what though, if you played Modern Warfare 2 back in the day, you'll feel right at home in those pre-game and post-game lobbies. Oh man, there are certain words that are said that I can't say here, but.
I know what you're talking about. I've played Modern Warfare too.
Yo, dude, hell yeah. But so that's fun. But usually me and my friends, we just get a bunch of people together and we do like a private match.
Understandable.
That sounds because we're all equally garbage at the game. So
am I. I rely on that LMG because I suck.
I usually run an AR. I run the ACR in that game.
I use the spray and pray tactic.
You know? Oh, yeah. I just turn the pre-fire every corner. Just in case.
Yeah, it usually works.
Did free for all one time. And one of my friends threw a grenade at me, but it bounced off something near me and it bounced back at him. And I just hear him go, fuck. And then he blows up. Like.
That sounds like something I would do.
That was like one of the most funny things I've ever witnessed in VR. Just it was great. It was awesome.
That sounds great. Yeah.
That stop sign wasn't there, man. He would have got me, but stop sign win on that rebound.
The stop sign stopped him from living.
Yes, stopped his life force from existing in this mortal plane. Oh yeah.
Nah, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. I recommend it.
Well, don't worry. I have Onward, so
so we can play that at some point.
Yes, I would love to.
That would be pretty cool.
I also have Beat Saber.
I do not have Beat Saber, but I've played a lot of Beat Saber in my friend's VR.
I think that was my first VR game I played, mostly because that was like the first VR game I've ever heard of.
And that might have been the first VR game I played, but Onward was the first one I played on my own headset. I think Beat Saber was probably the first VR game I played.
Like it's pretty fun. You use lightsabers to do a Guitar Hero type of stick. You know?
I'm really good at that game.
I am decent. I can't do Expert Plus for the life of me, but I can get as high as Expert anyway.
I can also. Plus, I can like in the beginning I'm like doing good, but then after a while it's just nope.
Yeah, sometimes some of the most difficult mute songs in that game gets me like begging for mercy because like it starts to like drag on like to fight the final chorus, and it's just like please
stop. My arms hurt
as my health is just lingering on death.
You're just like right there on the edge.
It's like, please end so I can live.
Let me live. And then you beat it, you get like a terrible score, and you're like, it wasn't even worth it. I should have just left.
Yeah.
Oh man. VR is fun though.
It is. I love it. It's very immersive, obviously.
Immersive, obviously. I'd hope so.
If it wasn't, then you're not playing a VR game.
Yeah, you're just playing a normal game, but in the most inconvenient way. But yeah. With a PC now, at least for me, and you could play that Half-Life one.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I hear that's another really good one.
There's probably a lot of good VR games.
There probably are a lot of good ones out there.
That we can access now that we have a PC instead of just solely relying on the Oculus app.
The world has opened up for us.
Indeed. I've been playing Super Hot.
Oh, I love Super Hot. I love that game.
It is really fun. It can be really frustrating, but really fun.
Oh, it can be very frustrating. I've gotten pretty pissed off at that game quite a few times, but it's still fun.
Yes, that's the important part. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's like Elden Ring. I get pissed off at that game, but it's fun.
Yeah, Elden Ring, Dark Souls, Sekiro, hell, even Sifu.
Hotline Miami.
Games that can piss you off, but are really fun.
But they're really fun. It's so addicting.
Yeah. Indeed. A lot of good games.
A lot of good games. In conclusion for VR, a lot of good games on there. A lot of bad games. Mm-hmm. But a lot of good games.
I don't know what's come over me, but yeah, I feel like I'm going to talk to you about Subnautica for a moment. Have you played it?
I have played Subnautica. I'm actually in a current playthrough, kind of.
Oh, sweet. Same. I haven't played it in so long because I am currently stuck. I'm just trying really hard to find the final goddamn piece make my damn Cyclops. But what stops me, overwhelming me, I'm in my own way because I fear the Reaper Leviathan more than anything else. But
Right.
Like, all the other Leviathans, I'm just like, yeah, they're big and scary, but none of them are as terror-inducing as the Reaper.
Yeah, the Reaper is pretty scary.
And you just hear it in the background, and it's just, you know, I don't fit. You know what? I can just live at my basement.
You can just live there.
I don't need to escape this planet. It's not a bad planet. Sure, I'm infected with a disease, but I can live with that.
I can live with that for now. Yeah, that is I do like Subnautica. I'm not really good with survival games. At least when I first start out, I'm always like confused and stuck. I eventually get used to it, and I eventually like can just play it casually. But I'm still in that point where I'm just like, damn, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, a learning curve, understandable. I feel like I understand most of it anyway.
that is good. That is good. Yeah, I like Subnautica. I like it's interesting. It's an interesting take on the survival genre. It's definitely unique.
Yeah, you're underwater in a sci-fi setting with a bunch of alien sea creatures.
Right. Yeah. Like interesting too.
Like I don't have thalassophobia. I don't fear the ocean. Like a lot of I think most of Subnautica is beautiful as shit. It's a stunning visual game. I see the creature, the environments. It's just holy crap! This is beautiful.
I really like the ocean. It's a
goddamn Reaper.
Yeah, those Reapers. That Reaper down there, man, he's terrifying.
As far as I'm concerned, just like if you remove the Reaper, I no longer fear this place. But with him, he's a guard. He's a guardian. You got to get past him to get through to the shit that you need.
Right, exactly.
And I like it. Also, I like how they very strategically make sure you keep in bounds of the map. Because if you go out of the map, they send a big-ass ghost leviathan to push you back in.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I'm turning around, I'm going back.
Yeah, so like, if you don't turn back, you're going to get murdered. So it's like, no invisible walls. They have a natural way of keeping you in bounds. I like that.
I like games like that. GTA does like the same thing. If you go out so far, your vehicle like breaks and they send sharks out to kill you. Like. I've always liked games with where there's no like invisible walls.
Yeah, they just send a natural way to put you back in.
Right,
kill you. Look,
exactly. They don't just straight up murder you or anything.
Which is nice. I do like it, and I do like Below Zero. I haven't gotten that far in Below Zero, admittedly.
I haven't even touched Below Zero. I felt like I should play Subnautica 1 or the first one before I play Below Zero.
And understandable. But yeah, Below Zero, it looks good.
It does look good. I haven't seen too much gameplay on it, but the trailer, I was like, oh, Frozen and stuff? That's cool.
Yeah, still very underwater, obviously, and the Frozen type environment. So I was like, nice. I like the combo.
It has a good combo. An Arctic kind of feel.
Yeah, and it has a bit more of a complex story to it than just, oh, you're stranded on this planet. Get off of it now.
Get off of it and good luck.
Yeah. Which is definitely not bad. A very good premise.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you want to stay stranded in the middle of the ocean forever? Yes, I do, game. Thank you.
Hold on a second. I'll be right back for a second. I guess just talk to the audience really quick.
Understandable. Hello there, audience. How are you doing today? If you sneeze during this, bless you.
I'm back. Okay.
All right.
I can't mute my mic for some reason, so I hope you didn't hear too much.
I didn't. I just heard walking, and that was it.
All right, cool. All right. Subnautica, yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Good survival game, unique take on it. Guess while we're on the topic of survival games, at the 1 hour mark, we made it.
Hell yeah.
What about Valheim? Have you played Valheim yet?
No, but I have definitely heard of it, and I've seen our buddy Phil play it.
Hold on. One more. Hold on. I'll leave one more time. I'll be right back. I'll be right.
So, what are your guys' opinion on Valheim? Yeah, good.
Last time. That was the last time.
That's great. All right. Valheim. I know our buddy Phil plays it. It does look nice. It's a survival game based on Norse mythology.
Yes, I watched his stream while I was on my security shift on one night. It looks fun. I kind of want to get it, and maybe I can jump into their group.
Same. I was actually thinking of doing the same exact thing.
That would be pretty cool. I would love to jump into their group and play that. I watched his stream. I watched Lucy's stream, and Blake was streaming.
Oh, interesting! Nice.
So I watched his too.
Pretty decent group of streamers.
Very decent, and I've been wanting to stream for a while. Twitch.tv / Mythic Hysteria if you want to watch me stream.
I know I recently just started. I played Persona 4. Big Dragon Studio.
I'll have to follow you. I've been wanting to ask you what your Twitch was. I might stream tonight. It won't have all the fancy overlays that the others have because I'll probably just be streaming on my Xbox. But
that's understandable. My overlay is basic as hell. It's just like GIF and of a Viking ship burning. I have my PNG model, which is a badly made axe with googly eyes on it, and then I have my game right there.
There you go. Easy, simple. I did end up asking Lucy how they do that, and I'm gonna go try that out. I haven't really done anything with it yet.
Understandable.
Haven't had the time.
I struggled at first too. I struggled to even get my model working.
Right. Yeah. I'm almost like brain dead when it comes to stuff like this. So it's gonna take me a little bit. But tonight it'll probably just be literally my voice and probably just the game. Like that's gonna be it. Like
understandable. Have a nice day. Sometimes simple is the best.
Sometimes simple is the best.
The most simple games can be one of the best games. Like Minecraft. That's a pretty simple game.
Love me some Minecraft.
That is a good game.
That is a good game. But Valheim, yes. That looks really fun. And if I buy it, I'm hoping I can jump into that group and play it with them.
I can even geek out on Norse mythology a little bit.
Love me some Norse mythology. It's almost like I follow the religion.
I know, right? I wonder why we are so interested in
Norse. I wonder why that the interest is there. I just don't know. It's not like this podcast name, you know, is a dead giveaway.
It's on top of it. It's just...
Nothing at all.
I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just have something, just a hunch. But that does look fun. It looks like the perfect survival game I've been waiting for, because it's just like you can literally just like build your own village with the homies. Like,
yeah, it does look, it looks nice.
It looks nice, it looks fun, and it's pretty cheap. I think it's only like $20 or something. Like,
That's barely anything. $20.
It's like pocket change. You know, I probably shouldn't be dropping $20 on a game, though. But if it means I can play with some of the homies, $20 is a small price to pay. Also, it just looks fun. Even if I couldn't play with them, I'd still play the shit out of that game.
Understandable. Indeed.
Indeed, indeed.
So, yeah, survival. There's a lot of good survival games.
There's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of terrible ones, too.
Indeed. Do you have a terrible one in mind?
In mind. Stranded Deep sucks.
Yeah, honestly.
Stranded Deep. I bought that game because I've always wanted to play like an island kind of castaway vibe. And I like the ocean. And I like the tropical. I like tropical stuff. All right, big fan of it, even though I live in bumfuck nowhere, New York. Big fan of tropical stuff. So I was like, survival game on the islands. I could dig it. And it just... it still just feels like early access. Because I watched videos on it years ago, and it's the exact same game.
Yeah, I can feel you. I got it for my PS Plus. So basically, I didn't have to pay anything for it, so that's nice. I couldn't get into it. I just got on the island and I was like, you know, I don't feel like playing anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I built like a house, and that was, I built like a small little shack, and that was it for me. And I was like, all right, I'm done. I don't want to play this anymore.
Like Subnautica did a Stranded Deep type thing, but better.
Right, you're right. I mean, Stranded Deep, it looks like the graphics is a pretty game, but
yeah, like it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
If you want to play a similar game to Stranded Deep, but actually good, just play Subnautica. It's great.
Yeah, just play Subnautica. Another terrible survival game. I would consider it a survival game that used to not be terrible until it became standalone is DayZ. DayZ sucks as standalone. The Arma 3 mod, great, awesome, amazing, had no issues, it was really fun. Modern DayZ, like, which you could play on the Xbox, fucking sucks. So very bad.
So I guess I go in depth on why you think a DayZ is bad.
All right. I haven't really played
or have any experience with it.
All right, so DayZ, as you may know, it's a zombie game. It's like an open world survival zombie game. There's no NPCs other than zombies, unless it's modded. But I'm talking strictly the standalone edition. So there's no normal NPCs, at least as far as I know. And there's just players. Now, I've met some pretty cool people on there. I met two Marines on there, and me and my group hooked up with them. And we like hung around, but finding food, you will starve to death several times. You know, there's no into, you know, if you find any other players, they either kill you on sight because they're so stacked with gear, or it's just like another dude who's struggling just as much as you. You can't find food, and you can find guns. You can find plenty of guns. Not the right ammo, though. Oh, look, here's a shotgun in a house. You would think, oh, there's shotgun ammo in the shotgun or next to the shotgun. Nope, it's rifle ammo. Nope. So now you're carrying around 15 different guns and 15 different rounds, different ammunition, and none of them fit together. None of it works.
Got this fancy looking club.
Yeah, so you're really stuck to melee weapons a lot, and the melee weapons are not good. I see. They are not good. The map, Eastern Europe vibe, it's huge. And when you want to play with people, we had to do this with an app. But our first few times, we didn't know what this app existed. It makes it easier to meet up with friends and stuff because you can mark where your friends are and like towns and stuff. But in game, you don't spawn with a map. The best you can do is find tourist boards, and it's all in Russian. So you're on a call with your friends and you're like, oh, I'm in the town backwards R, like weird looking N, L, K, K. And they're like, do you see anything like that? And they go, no, dude, I'm like in the middle of the woods somewhere. Like, You spend most of your time is spent finding your friends, and then you'll find them, and one of you will probably starve to death. One of you will probably, you know, just like die of a zombie. There's a good chance that you'll just get wiped out by another group. Like me, the two Marines in my friend group, we spent 6 hours. We finally had a good kit. We finally had armor. We finally had like camouflage clothing. We finally had working guns. You know, 6 hours. IRL, I'm not exaggerating. First gunfight we got into, we got utterly annihilated and spawned back with nothing. Far away from our gear. Far away from each other. And at that point, I was like, I'm done for the night, guys. I got to work tomorrow. I'll talk to you later. And I never went back.
That is definitely understandable. Oh, God. That does sound bad. I think that game is still in early access, isn't it? Hello?
My phone shut off for a second there. That was weird. My bad.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay.
It was weird. By the way, it was a working mod for another game back in like 2011. So it was a good game, but then they made it standalone, which killed it.
I see. Understandable.
It's probably like my least favorite survival game out there.
It does sound pretty bad. I don't plan on getting it.
Yeah, don't.
I shall not.
Don't even. But what is your least favorite survival game?
What I've actually played, I think I have to give that title to Stranded Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that good.
No, not at all. Interesting concept. Terrible execution.
Subnautica pulled it off way better. Ooh.
Subnautica, dude. Subnautica, go.
It is. Oh, it's so good. So good.
It is so very good.
Amazing gameplay.
I wish it was multiplayer.
Same.
That would be really, that would be really cool.
It's be so fun. So if you have some badass who's not afraid of anything, he can go into the Reaper Leviathan infested waters.
Yeah, he can go do it.
All right, we believe in you, buddy. And we just hear him screaming bloody murder as we watch him die.
It's like, yep, there he is. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
Watch him as he gets dragged away by the Reaper.
Gets dragged away into the deep, dank, dark waters.
And the last thing we hear is that loud-ass roar.
That's it. And then silence.
Good job, buddy. Woo!
Woo! Now while it's distracted, eating his corpse, let's go get that piece.
Yeah, let's get that Cyclops piece.
Let's go get that Cyclops piece. The sacrifice will not be in vain. I salute you. But I'm going to really move on from your death because I really gotta hurry before he comes back.
Indeed, I gotta quickly make these skins before he.
You gotta make these skins and then get the hell out of here, and I don't ever want to come back.
I do like how they don't instant. The Reaper doesn't instantly kill you.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, it takes like 2 hits unless you're like badly injured, and like in that case, that's just your fault.
Right, that's just your fault for going into that area with such low health. Like, why would you do that? This is, you're now suffering your consequences. You know, how does that make you feel?
Suffer the consequences of your actions.
Of your actions.
Luckily, I always keep at least 2 medkits on me. So
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I usually keep like one on me. I should probably carry more.
So, like, just in case I get mauled by a reaper, I can heal myself.
Like, just get out of here. Yeah.
So, like, I can get to safety. Like, if I'm on, like, I'm going towards like the crash ship or the Aurora. Like, I like take the hit, but then I like get to safety, so you can't get me anymore, and then I'll heal up.
All right, exactly. Then you can scurry away.
And sometimes I have a second Seamoth, just in case I need to sacrifice one so I can distract the Reaper, so I can
sacrifice one to the deep.
Like, all right, I'm not. I care way more about my life than you, Seamoth. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but someone's got to take the... It's either you or me, and you're just a vehicle, so...
I love you. You're my first vehicle. But you may be my last vehicle, so...
Yeah, you're... You know, sometimes we got to move on, and, you know...
I prefer to live to get other vehicles than you have being my last one. So.
Yeah, so good luck.
I think only one Leviathan has an instant kill move, and that's like the Sea Dragon.
Leviathan. Yeah, I do think so.
Like, and that's just his bite attack. So, like, just avoid his mouth at all costs, and you'll be fine.
I tried to say next to him or behind him, and you should be fine.
Don't go into the giant monster's mouth.
Yeah, do not attack head on. It's a terrible idea.
At that point, you're asking for death.
Exactly. Probably best not even just attack, but just avoid.
Yeah, avoid.
Don't even.
Damn stasis rifle. But if you're like,
right, stasis right.
Rifle is goated, and you can pretty much kill anything with that thing.
So it takes you a while to get that. So,
like that, at that point, you become Doom guy.
At that point, you're not stuck in the ocean with them. They're stuck in the ocean with you.
But if you don't have the stasis rifle, then do yourself a favor. Just don't avoid the
play pass. Play passive. Oh yeah. Subnautica. Oh man, I missed it. I missed 420.
Damn. Oh, I forgot about 420.
420. Don't worry. It'll be 422 rolls around because it's 422. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 422. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Even though I've never smoked weed in my life.
Neither have I. It smells disgusting. But
it smells disgusting, and it puts you like makes you vulnerable. I'm good. But woo, yeah. But yeah, Subnautica.
Yeah, I guess back to Subnautica. Yeah, sure.
I don't really have too much more to say on Subnautica. I don't know if
I think we basically said almost everything
about it. So I guess moving on to Subnautica, moving on from Subnautica.
All right.
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about?
I don't know. We are winging this for the audience, as we said earlier. This is all being improv. So,
you know what? I'll talk about some movies.
Movies. We can talk about some movies, and we can probably call it because by then we'll have an hour and a half. That's pretty long.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, this will be the last topic.
Last topic, movies. All right, what movie you want to talk about?
First up, I recently watched the Ip Man series.
I've never heard of it.
It's a martial arts movie about a real. It's based on a real dude that trained Bruce Lee.
Oh,
I'm sure you heard of Bruce Lee.
Of course I've heard of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, it's about the dude that trained him, and there's four movies. And all of them are great.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, Bruce Lee is goated.
Indeed. And It Man is also really good. I think you'll like it.
Where does it stream?
Netflix. That's where I found it.
Yes, okay. I have a Netflix. I can watch it.
Hell yeah. Just watch all four. They're really, all of them are really, really good.
Oh, there's four of them.
Yeah, there's four. All of them are really good. My favorite one is two, the second one.
I got you. I'll have to watch them. Did you watch that new All Quiet on the Western Front?
I keep forgetting, but I'll watch it after the podcast. And next episode, I'll tell you how.
Next episode, whenever that is, we will talk about All Quiet on the Western Front. Movies. What is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie of all time?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it is a Jojo Rabbit. It's a very funny World War II movie, guys.
Whoa, wacky! Look at these people. I have seen Jojo Rabbit. That is a good movie.
Oh, I'm glad you have seen it. Amazing. But yeah, it is. It's great. It is. Akira Waititi, very good director. He did a really good job, even playing as Hitler.
Yep. Pulled off a phenomenal Hitler.
Yeah.
Sentence I never thought I'd say in my life, but there we go.
Yeah. And the child actors were also really good.
They're really skilled. They're going to go places.
Yeah, which is really important when they're the protagonist.
Yeah, exactly, because it sucks when you might have, like, a movie that has child actors in it, and it just sucks, and they're just terrible actors.
Yeah, but these ones are pretty good.
They're pretty good, yeah. Probably some of the best child actors. I would actually put them above the actors who played in the Harry Potter movies, because this one had more serious material.
Damn, yeah.
Like, sure, Harry Potter had, like, death and some evil wizard, but this one has Nazis, so... Now, yeah. Controversial take, but I think Nazis are a little more evil than fake evil wizards.
Understandable. I agree. Nazis are bad.
Nazis are bad. Controversial take, am I right?
That's a hot take.
Hot take. Apparently, it is a hot take to... Oh, we didn't want to talk about politics, but without getting into specifics, you seen Kanye lately?
Oh, God.
Dude's gone off the deep end, man.
Really, yeah. All right.
But, speaking of Nazis, one of my favorite movies is Saving Private Ryan.
I'm really good
at these segues, man.
Yeah, that is a really good movie.
That is a really good movie.
Doesn't that have, like, the scene where someone... shoots a sniper through the scope? Or am I thinking of another one?
No. That was Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, he's a left-handed sniper and he reads like a Bible verse. Even though that shot is like impossible, still a really cool scene because he's aiming down at a sniper, so like his bullet would have to enter the top of the scope, but it enters through it's just, if you care, there's plenty of videos on it why it wouldn't work. Still a cool scene though.
It's a cool scene, though.
Cool scene. It was a really cool scene. The movie overall is pretty good. Probably not one of my favorite movies, but it's definitely like... I guess it is. It's definitely like in my top 10.
It is a pretty good movie. It's a good World War II movie. There's probably a lot of good...
There's a lot of good World War II movies, man.
It's a big war.
It's a big war, is it? It's almost like it was one of the most important events in human history. Like, you ever seen Dunkirk?
I have not. Out of the few World War II movies I haven't seen, that's one of them.
That's a good one. I recommend that one.
Yeah, I see. I still recommend Flowers of War. Apparently,
I have not watched that yet. I would like to, though.
At least no longer on YouTube. I checked and it was like, what? Where is it?
Oh no! I'll have to look it up. I'm sure I can find it on some other websites.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
It's somewhere. If worst comes to worst, I can rent it, like, on something.
Yeah, or if you have to, wink, wink, don't tell anyone, pirate it. You
can... Yeah, wink. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant by other websites. Other websites. We do not condone the actions of pirating, nor do we do it. Just clarify. But we're going to pirate this movie in Roblox.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Favorite movie, though, hands down, speaking of Bruce Lee, his son, Brandon Lee, the movie he died in, and the movie where I got my name from, The Crow. Ooh. Fucking... Well, maybe it isn't my favorite movie, but it's the one I can think about right now. Mm.
That is a good movie.
Have you seen it?
I have watched it, yes.
Oh, man, dude. What a good movie. If it wasn't for that movie, I wouldn't have my cool name, but... You have... Great movie. I love the plot. I love the acting. I love the setting. I like the ambience of it. I love the soundtrack of it, both the original score and the score from like other musicians, like Nine Inch Nails and stuff, music that I grew up on. Just, I was actually thinking about this year I was going to go as.
The Crow. Oh no, it's happening again. Mythic, your phone. So, what's your guys' favorite movie?
I got it. I'm here.
All right. Good. Good. Good.
I'm here. I apologize. I don't know what happened. It just kind of decided it wanted to die on me. Some technical difficulties on my end.
I see. What was the last thing we were talking about?
The Crow. I was talking about how it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it is a really good movie, and the last sentence you were saying that. You're thinking about dressing up like for Halloween.
Yes, this Halloween, that was one of my outfits I was gonna do, and then I changed my mind and I was gonna do a Raiden, and then the night before Halloween I didn't have the right stuff to do it, so I changed it to some military guy, and then while we're at Halloween I changed to like an assassin. So,
nice,
you know, just swapping, you know what I mean? But yeah.
Yeah, that's understandable. And yeah, The Crow is a really good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah, I'll take the technical difficulties of a sign that we should wrap it up.
We will wrap up this episode of the podcast, episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't wait 2 years
before. Hopefully it's not like a long wait. Hopefully it's, you know, maybe like a week or so. We'll see.
Yeah. I guess in the meantime, we'll see you.
We'll see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.